There we go. Welcome, everybody. We're talking about Aquarius, Aquarius, Aquarius. Yes, more initiation into the Aquarian age. February 2nd, 2011. We're getting 2-2-11. Again, we're getting a lot of numerology lined up here. The 2, obviously, and the 11, 1-1, walking hand in hand with spirit, our vision with mastery, moving out of duality into the age of Aquarius. Aquarius is related to the third eye, the Ajna chakra, which we've been working a lot about. What our particular vision is that we want to bring into the Aquarian age. We're moving out of the Piscean age into this age of Aquarius, into the age of co-creation, of connection, of community. So as we move into a new moon in Aquarius, actually, and the Chinese New Year coming right up, we've got the New Year and Groundhog Day, all these things. We've got the new moon in Aquarius, and we are in Aquarius. We've got double Aquarius energy here. So Aquarius is about each person realizing that they are a member of the community. This, we're moving out of the age of domination and control into the age of everybody participating in co-creating the world that they want to see happen. And we're seeing that on a global scale, of course, with all the turmoil in Egypt and the big talk, in addition to talking about what's specifically happening in Egypt, as I'm sure everybody's heard, is then the second part of the conversation, how is what's happening in Egypt going to affect us, such as with higher oil prices? So we see that we are literally moving into more and more awareness of being a global world where everybody's connected. So in Aquarius, which is an air sign, we see that we're all breathing the same air. We're all connecting. We're all affecting each other. And all the people that are participating in the revolution in Egypt, it's the same thing. That's how those people feel that they can participate in creating a change in their world into a more democratic society, into taking their own power and being not ruled by one patriarchy at the top. So those are really good examples of how we're experiencing this very large shift of energy that is starting to come into us and rush into us. And it's also interesting that Aquarius is called the water bearer. And we have all this water coming onto the planet. As I said, here in the desert, the dry desert of San Diego, we had a beach bonfire put out by a downpour of rain, which is rather unusual. And all over the East Coast and places in the U.S., we're having downpours of rain, snow, ice, sleet. So with this double Aquarius, the water bearer, yes, we're getting a big cleansing from Mother Nature, a time that's saying we're just going to wash away the past, and it's a time for everybody to go inside themselves and take a time to think about, to focus on your vision, to go inside, to focus on your third eye. And the change as we move up the chakras and are able to focus on the Ajna chakra, the third eye, at the third eye is a time when we can know what our inner vision is. When we, speaking of we collectively, the world at large, when people are just focused in the lower three chakras, of course, they're just focused on the outer world. How are they personally going to survive? How are they going to make it through the day? So this whole shift with all this Aquarius energy and being forced to stay inside because of weather, with this double Aquarius, 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 moving into the Aquarian age, is how is it time to really consolidate our own frequency, our own energies, our own vision of how we're going to participate in what's coming in this age of Aquarius. And as we've been talking about on the calls, about how we're going to basically turn the ship of the Piscean Age, the ship of domination and control, into the freedom, into the peace, into the harmony of everybody getting their needs met in this new energy that's coming forward. So we have planet Earth spiraling through space. We're dealing with spiral energies, and of course that's the Kundalini energy, spiraling up the spine, and spiraling up the spine to the third eye and projecting our visions out into the world, and knowing that the way we participate in the world actually changes the world. We're now more and more able to get a sense of our own power. So it's not just some abstract vision. It's about walking our vision forward into the world and looking around and seeing who we're walking with and making sure that we're aligned with the people, the places where we can bring our vision forward into the world. So you may notice during this time some things that work for you, some things that don't work for you, because we're dealing with balancing male and female polarities again. We're dealing with the 11th house, which is the sign of community, how we can contribute to community. But Aquarius is the higher vision of community. It's the ideal. So we're talking about what are our ideals here, and what is the ideal for the world. So Aquarius is the revolutionary, as we see in Egypt, and Aquarius says, okay, what are the ideals that we're working with? What? So it's really a time to just go ahead and let free form. What are some, if in the ideal world, what would that be like? It's really a time to kind of brainstorm and really get into your vision of what the world would be like. Aquarius is the third air sign. In other words, it's the more developed one. It's where the breath of air comes in and then it goes out through vision into the community. It has to do with the power of new ideas as well as the force of group consciousness. So group consciousness is a force to be reckoned with, again, as we're seeing in Egypt, as we're seeing in Mother Nature, as we're seeing with lots of groups that are bringing forth their ideas. It's what we're dealing with is this struggle to birth the age of Aquarius. So we're kind of in this whole birth cycle that we've talked about before. We're literally in this period of time between now and 2012 and beyond where we're struggling with these forces to birth this new frequency. We're in this dark void of the birth canal. We're stuck inside because of the snow, because of the rain. So during this time, it really gives us a chance to really work with our own inner power, our own inner demons, and release our demons and bring our power forth to our greater vision into the world. We also have, between the sun, also the sun and the moon in Aquarius, we have some, we have Mars, Neptune, and Chiron. So we've really got a really big amplification of the shift that we're wanting to bring forth from domination to mutuality, the shift from hierarchy to collaboration, and from the big corporations controlling everything in the world to communities, community empowerment. How are we going to build up communities that have power and get away from all the corporate domination? So it's going to be ground up as opposed to, you know, from large power down. So we're really looking, as we talked last week, of this reversal. Things are really reversing the whole trend of what's going on. So it's a big reset. We're pressing the reset button in a really big way, and it's a time for people to really connect with their ideal vision and stand up for that. In other words, it's not just the vision, it's the power of the vision. So it's how are you feeling power inside yourself to move forward? Where's your power that's going to give you a step forward into the world? So we've got Chiron and Neptune are in the later degrees of Aquarius. So this has to do with where's the compassion? And I said, where's the grassroots level? where is something that's going to serve everybody? So we're moving into that greater arena of seva or service. So it's a more mature development. So we've seen people have had different ideas, but more ideas are going to be coming forth, maybe like alternative fuel sources, such as Brazil. They don't power their vehicles with gasoline. So, you know, maybe we'll move into some alternative fuel sources. We've got these energies just really brewing, and it has to do with right now we're facing the dark shadow sides of ourselves and moving through our fear of the unknown, moving through this birth canal. And as we do that, we're going to feel with each breath and with each thought, just breathe in the feeling of the power of your vision. And it's the momentum building up. The Sabian symbol for this new moon that's coming up has an archetypical meaning, and this is what it is. It's called a train entering a tunnel. The ability to shortcut the process of natural evolution by the exercise of will, mental skill, and physical self-discipline. So as you go through this tunnel of the birth canal, feel the power of this new moon to anchor in your vision, maybe journal about it, your new ideas, talk to your friends about it, and see how you can consolidate your powers if you're going through this tunnel and you're a train and you're gathering momentum, and when it comes out the other side where you're really starting to formulate, you know, the possibilities for your new reality. This is really a time of getting focused on what inspires you, what brings forth your inspiration. So when you breathe in and you exhale, just feel each breath as more and more powerful coming up from the earth, up from your Shakti arising, your Shakti activations moving through you, and what's Mother Earth telling you, and how is that power coming through you, and is it cleansing because of the rain and snow? And the pure snow, what's the purity of your vision? So we're just putting these different energies that are coming to us and through us together. So we're synthesizing them, we're grinding them in, we're holding it all together, and we're bringing it forth. We're birthing this, and we're looking around and we're saying, because this is a new moon, a time to seed new ideas, and we're on this train going through this tunnel. And as we come out of the tunnel, and we're going in a new direction, who are the people we want to be with? What journey do we want to be on? Who are we holding hands with? So we might be letting go of some people in some situations, and we might be realigning ourselves with other people that can help us birth our new ideas. So this is really a time with this Aquarius, this air energy, to look at things in kind of a detached way. So again, being forced to stay inside because of the weather and just meditating maybe. Aquarius is like the neutral mind. It's a meditative mind. It's not as emotional. So there can be some detachment, stepping back and looking at the bigger picture. How can I look at the detached bigger picture? In other words, the spiritual view of what I want to create in the future, because this is really a time of planting seeds so that we can move forward into this new future. So this future will be something that supports us. So we may have to completely let go of the past. We may have to let go of situations that make us comfortable until, so that we can plant seeds for what's coming through next. And I was spent a couple days over the weekend with a couple people that had just come back from spending 4 years in India. Their names are Ganga and Tara, and they were giving some presentations called The Secrets of the Siddhas, and they talked about different masters in India, masters that are no longer in physical incarnation, and also masters, siddhas that they actually met when they were there. And what was interesting about what they were talking about their past was the man who was basically doing most of the talking during the presentations said he's 62 now, and he's very young, energetic, and vital energetically. Really, really great energy. He was saying that he and his wife were both corporate computer people, making lots of money, living in a beautiful home, driving a Mercedes and a BMW, and they basically had a very comfortable Southern California lifestyle. And when he was 50, he received darshan from a master, and he said he got this burst of clarity and spiritual energy, the Ajna chakra, right? Visions, what we're talking about. And he said he got really clear he didn't want to spend the rest of his life in a corporate environment. And he said he got really scared to tell his wife, like, I don't want to do this anymore. I totally want to change my life and pursue a spiritual path. And he said he came home and told her, and he was afraid that she would leave him and everything. And she said, you know, I'm feeling the same way. So I guess they sold everything, quit their jobs, and they set out on this quest and ended up in India. They were just going to go for a short time, but they ended up there for 4 years. And so they were sharing, again, their experiences and people they'd met, and they were talking about how now's the time that the cities, the people that they met that have developed these different powers, yogic powers, whether it's for health, longevity, vision, basically things that develop themselves, the main message was that everybody has the ability to develop those powers and to contribute and raise the vibration on the planet. And so I just thought it's an interesting example of they live totally on the faith and the direction of spirit. They don't own a house. They don't own cars. They were driving around doing this presentation all over the U.S. in a borrowed truck, and they're just totally happy and fulfilled, and it was really uplifting to be with them. And they're very generous in sharing their information and knowledge and create a really beautiful space. So that's an example of somebody going through the tunnel and having a vision and moving into more of a connection with their vision as being the primary importance, as opposed to, of course, you know, the focus on the security and those kinds of things. So I thought it was really interesting for me that's who I spent the weekend with as we're moving into all this Aquarian energy. So, you know, you may have your own examples of things that have been showing up for you that have been, you know, kind of directing you and guiding your way. But I thought they were just a really good example, people that are totally living their truth and divinely inspired and inspiring others. And they had all kinds of, you know, magical stories about how they met people, and they were thinking about something, and they'd meet these different people and what their journey was about. So we all have our own magical journeys, but this is the time as we move through the tunnel and we're on that train going into our third chakra. What really is our bigger Aquarian spiritual vision? And how are we going to get supported in our vision? And what takes us into our depths? What takes us into the intensity of our depths? And how can we listen? And how can we further define and hone our visions and so that we know that we're part of creating the new global community and we're part of bringing our gifts to the world? So there may be some intense feelings about things that we're letting go of, but there can be exhilarating feelings about what we're bringing forward. So this is what we're really talking about in this Sabian symbol and in this Aquarius energy during this time, bringing forth into the Aquarian age. So as we do this, let's just bring some healing energy to the world, to Egypt, to anybody that needs healing, to our own hearts as we move into our meditation. But again, I'm, you know, Yogi Bhajan is here, and Babasiri Chand just saying, yes, especially focus some beautiful healing energy on Egypt and just hold the vision of a peace, as peaceful as possible, transformation and transition, and that our prayers really holding people in our hearts will create a smoother transition and, you know, for peace rather than releasing the violence. So we're holding that vision as we meditate. Here we go. Thank you. Exhale. Bring the breath up to the third eye. Project out the third eye. Send that peace to the whole planet. Exhale, connect with the earth and circulate the breath between the earth and the third eye. Circulate the breath, feel your body. And slowly come back. And whenever you're back, if anybody wants to share anything, you can, about what we were talking about today, all this double Aquarius energy, how you feel about that for yourself, or anything else that you'd like to share. If this resonates with you, or what your vision is, go ahead. Go ahead, Sharon.
Yes, just about the double Aquarian energy and the on a Sunday, I was out doing some cross country skiing and we actually had the sun out, which here we don't have the sun very much in the wintertime, and the snow is always really sparkly and beautiful, but as I skied, I just looked at the snow more closely, and it just, it seemed like the outside, the white sparkle, I saw like brilliant blue and green. It was just, just like snow I've not seen before. and I've lived here most of my life, and it was just the sparkling, the reflection, of the sun on the snow was just so brilliant, and so possibly that's part of the water, the snow, that's how I saw it when you were talking about that.
Oh, I love that. That's so beautiful. It's really connecting with that brilliance and that purity, it sounds like. I love it.
Yeah, it was just so bright and shut now.
Good, thank you. That's beautiful. Anybody else want to share anything or comment on what Sharon said?
I have my own sharing.
Okay.
I actually wanted to ask you, because I've been lately the last, I would say, now I understand better after I listened to the conference, why I see darkness when I meditate. I normally would see light beam, and I'll see the golden light, and now all I see is like I'm in a darkness, completely dark, and the energy is not moving fast. And I thought to myself, wow, I'm going backwards. And then I thought maybe I'm in a phase of a void, that there's a shift of energy, and then you go through a void. And today when you said that we are in a dark tunnel, so it's clear to me now that I'm definitely in a dark tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
That totally makes sense, and I resonate with that too. Because I'm just noticing when I, focus on my third eye too, I'm seeing more of a tunnel. And sometimes I do see a lot of light when I meditate on my third eye. Anybody else resonate with that? I do.
Hmm. Thank you. So I don't.
Yeah,
see.
Thanks for sharing that. That's great. That's powerful.
I've been seeing a lot of the light when I've been doing the asana.
You've been seeing a lot of what?
That same light in
mm-hmm.
my third eye. Doing the sadhanama at night. And the funny part of it is I've been waking up like extra early than I normally would to do my sadhana. And I've been waking up hearing a lot of the songs that I normally sing, and I kind of left it alone, put it on the back burner for a while. And it's as if, although I left it alone, it's not leaving me alone.
Mm. Wow.
So that's been one of the questions that's been going around in my mind the past couple of weeks. What's this trying to tell me?
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Wow, anybody else have any feelings about that or anything they want to share with Tejpreet? Yeah. I feel that this is a time to receive new messages. What are these different things that we're seeing trying to tell us? Reformulating. Even if we've had the same vision, I feel that things are kind of getting reformulated so we could be taken to a deeper level, is what I'm experiencing. The next step, more of a feeling of power. Is anybody else sort of feeling more power sort of surging through them in different ways? That's kind of what I'm feeling, that it's power sort of rising up in maybe ways that some ways we didn't feel powerful before, spreading out our influence.
Satnam, for a few days, indeed, there was this feeling of power, and I was booking my trip to go to the European Yoga Festival, the Kundalini Yoga Festival in Europe. I am from Europe, and I feel like my mission is connected to going back there and sharing the teachings. However, after I booked the trip and everything is arranged for me to go with my daughter there, it's a huge fear. It's like I never had, and I'm usually fearless. I don't have problems with fear, but it's a lot of fear in the last 2 days, and it's connected with my going there. It's like not rational. It's a lot of fear. It's just maybe I'm afraid of a big change that might come with a trip. I don't know what it is.
Uh-huh.
So after a big surge of power, I got into this total fear. It's just like in my stomach, and I don't know. What should I do?
Well, thank you for sharing that. That's important. Well, first of all, realize that you're going through the tunnel, and it's dark, and it is fear of the unknown. So you could be just feeling just the general fear that the planet's going through and think it has to do with the trip, or it could be something about the trip that you don't know about, or it could be that when you go on this trip you're going to be birthing a new part of yourself that's unknown, and so there's some scariness in sort of embracing this part of yourself. Maybe you'll be stepping into a new role. It might change your life significantly. But just know that it's you are going through this dark tunnel, and it is fear of the unknown, and there are some changes coming up for you, but they're good changes. You'll be opening up more to your own power. That's what I'm getting.
Thank you. Satnam.
Satnam. Would anybody else like to put out any intentions or visions or like to share anything? How did people feel about meditating on the Egypt situation? Did anybody get any sense of that? How that's been for you, meditating on that, bringing peace, contributing to keeping things calmer? That's a big job, huh? Getting some senses of that. Anybody else?
The whole time I was meditating on Egypt, the only thing that I kept seeing were the pyramids.
Mm-hmm.
That's what was resonating with me.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much the people, just the pyramids.
Yeah. It's interesting that's where all these demonstrations are happening now. Yeah, so the power of the pyramids really coming forth, stabilizing the planet, bringing forth a new consciousness. So yeah, thank you. Beautiful. Well, I'm feeling a lot more sense of peace and expression, and the peace of the meditation of this group being sent to the grid, and I'm feeling Mother Earth being happy that we're connecting. And does anybody else have any other thoughts or feelings or intentions they'd like to share? We might be complete for today. Good. Okay. Well, we'll all take a breath in and know that Aquarius is the third eye, the Ajna chakra, and if you want, you can just meditate, receive information about your gifts, your vision you're bringing to the world, vision of peace, meditating on peace in the world situation, and knowing that we're powerful and we're all working together to bring forth this double Aquarius collective community Aquarian world that we're creating right now. So, beautiful. Thank you, everybody. It's been great to be with you. And we'll be together next week. Oh, today's the first. Okay, we'll be together. Yeah, the new moon's actually tomorrow. We'll be together the 8th then. So enjoy. Remember, the new moon is the time for planting seeds and new ideas. So you can write down, for tomorrow what you want to, create in your life in the next 30 days, the next cycle, between now and the next new moon. And we'll all reconvene next Tuesday. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you,
Gary. Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.